Later in the program, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas will lead a discussion about the latest in Arkansas state and federal races for 2014. That conversation with Skip Rutherford, Jason Tolbert, and Michael Cook was recorded before yesterday's announcement by then-State Senator Paul Bookout that he was resigning his seat in the Arkansas Senate amid allegations he misspent thousands of dollars of campaign funds. Roby is with me on the phone right now to discuss what this may or may not mean for Arkansas politics. Roby, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Good to be with you, Kyle.
Does Senator Bookout's immediate resignation have any sort of ramifications, you think, across ballots in 2014?
Well, I think that it releases some immediate pressure that was going to remain out there for weeks, if not months, if he hadn't resigned. I think that there was just this, it was like a boiler at its maximum potential. When you talk to people up at the Capitol, which I did yesterday and the day before. So it definitely, I think, has kind of taken everybody's foot off the gas pedal and made it a little bit easier in terms of the political pressure that had been mounting. Does it have some ramifications for the remainder of this election season? I think so. Number one, we're going to have a special election to replace Senator Bookout in Northeast Arkansas. That is an area of the state that has seen some Republicans make big gains at the local level and to some extent in the legislature as well. So it'll be a competitive special election up there. And that has potential to kind of play out as a narrative for some other races as the election year heats up.
Well, of course, the margins were so close between majority and minority parties in both the Senate and House this time, and this would seem to at least give some momentum to the Republican GOP.
Yeah. Now, in the Senate, there was a much bigger margin of victory. They held about a 21-14 margin in the state Senate. So for the state Senate, I don't think it's going to change the mechanics or the kind of the balance of power that much, whether a Republican or a Democrat wins that seat. I do think, though, when you get into the discussion about come fiscal session and the private option, that's where it gets a little bit more dicey, because if you'll recall, back in the regular session, that required a 3/4 vote for the funding mechanism for the private option to pass, and it barely cleared both houses, I mean, with only a vote or two to spare. And so anybody that gets nervous, they may have voted for it previously, and then you throw in the dynamic in the Senate of you could have a Republican that runs on the platform of opposing the private option, and all of a sudden you've got some real trickiness when it comes to that program and its funding.
Finally, Senator Bookout has resigned immediately. He issued a statement. What's in the future as far as the investigation into his campaign spent or the spending of campaign funds?
Well, a special prosecutor is going to look to see if there are criminal charges that would apply in this case. And I'm not a lawyer, and I haven't really talked to anybody that I feel is expert enough on this to give you a read at this point in time. But I have to think that there is going to be a pretty hard look at that, and so he may face some criminal charges as a result of that. And then I think the other thing that is really being talked about a lot, but it has not been reported on much, is the fact that there is a lot of nervousness among some other state lawmakers that I'm talking to who know of colleagues who have some questionable expenses in their campaign reports, not to the level of a Paul Bookout, but certainly there have been some corners cut in a couple of these places, and I think that with this renewed scrutiny on these campaign finance reports, I think reporters and bloggers and citizens are going to go back through a lot of these. I would not be surprised to see more ethics complaints be filed against other legislators to take a look at some of this stuff. Again, I don't think it's anything to the level of what we saw with the way Bookout handled these expenses, supposedly, but I think it could cause some heartburn for some folks.
Roby Brock is our correspondent from Talk Business Arkansas. You can read more about Paul Bookout's situation and other Arkansas politics at talkbusiness.net. Roby, thank you.
Good to be with you, Kyle.